While the terrain in Afghanistan presents serious challenges, there are also questions about the strength and readiness of the opposition forces already fighting the Taliban. We reached NPR's Anne Garrels earlier in the northern Afghanistan town of Kishm.
We're dealing with a sandstorm today, so there's absolutely no visibility, and the Northern Alliance has not been able to fly its very few aircraft because the weather's been bad. And the Northern Alliance forces sort of sit on the top of the mountain ridges in bunkers where they've got, you know, with a little bit of weaponry. But they're dotted across a sort of a several kilometer long line way up in this completely desolate area.
So it sounds like from what you're seeing, their equipment has not changed in status in the last few weeks.
Their status hasn't changed not only in the last 2 weeks, but in the last year since they lost a nearby town called Talukan, well, city called Talukan, and had to pull back to this point. They haven't gotten any new weaponry. What they're fighting with is Soviet guns, artillery, a couple of Soviet tanks that we saw. All of this was captured well over a decade ago. I did see that they've been getting ammunition over the course of the last few months. It was, the boxes were you saw the dates, 2000, 2001. But there's been no new flood of weapons or ammunition since September 11th when the U.S. said that it was going to come and get rid of Osama bin Laden.
How are these fighters organized, and how much willingness is there to fight?
Well, there's a lot of bravado, that's for sure. And they're organized under, basically, they're loyal specifically to a commander who represents their region or village. Each commander here, there are several of them, and they say they have between, you know, 2,000 and 3,000 troops each. But many of them are reservists, if you will, and they all have to come with their own weapons, their own AK-47s or Kalashnikovs.
You certainly enforce the picture that we've been getting about how difficult this territory would be to invade by a foreign force. What does the Northern Alliance say that it needs or wants?
Well, first of all, it says it needs weapons and ammunition. Then it wants the U.S. to get rid of the Taliban Air Force, which has caused it enormous pain and anguish. But most of all, what it wants is for the U.S. to force Pakistan to pull out all of the foreign troops that they insist are with the Taliban. When you ask them, why are you fighting the Taliban, and they say, because they're foreign occupiers. They equate the Taliban with Pakistan. And they want the U.S. to ensure that Pakistan pulls back and no longer has influence in this part of the world.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking with us in Kishm, Afghanistan. Thank you, Anne.
Thanks, Jackie.